No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Hey, that's my voice. hey, Justine, how's it going?
Yeah, it's really good to hear your voice and then your voice again.
Hey, it's a pleasure that we really get to experience.
Yeah.
All right, should we get into it? I have questions.
Absolutely. Yeah, let me answer them.
All right. Okay, I'm in character now. I'm thinking of quitting my job. I really like the people and my boss, but I just need a change. Do you have any advice on how to do this without burning bridges?
Yes, I do. So firstly, quitting your job is like a totally legitimate thing to do. And you should be able to do that without burning any bridges, as long as you read your contract, figure out how much notice you have to give. Maybe first verbally have that discussion with your boss and then put it in writing. Always good to put that in writing. In terms of like going out of your way, if you really want to be like a star kind of person, or you know, like really help your boss out, probably giving more notice than you actually technically need to would be like helpful to them. There's a big like labor shortage at the moment and people are struggling to recruit, so yeah, the more notice the better, I would say, is probably how you can kind of go out of your way to make things not inconvenient as possible for your ex-boss. And I think, yeah, just having that conversation first, just being honest, you should be able to leave on a high note. I don't think that there's anything wrong with leaving a job you've outgrown you should be able to do so without burning bridges.
It seems like this person's boss is pretty cool, but what would you recommend, like, if your boss makes you feel weird about wanting to quit?
If your boss makes you feel weird about wanting to quit, then I wouldn't go out of my way at all, and I would just because if they don't want you to quit, then they need to offer you something, right? So okay, like they can, if they want to negotiate with you, if they want to give you higher pay or a promotion or more responsibility or something exciting, then they can absolutely do that. But if someone's making you feel weird about wanting to leave a role, that's to me a red flag. I think I'm making sure you put stuff in writing and you're really clear about things. The clause in your contract where it says how much notice you have to give, you do have to give that notice, because if you don't, you can sometimes, your leave and other entitlements can be withheld in your last paycheck. So it's just making sure that you tick all those boxes. But in this case, it sounds like this person's boss is a nice person. So I reckon if you want to go out of your way, have a sit down, talk to them, say, I want to give you more notice. If you want, I'll give you as much notice, as I can, not just what's, like, said in the contract. Yeah, that's what I would do.
All right, we've got a text that says, my boss, Hospo, in brackets, talks all the time about all the drugs he takes. It makes me feel kind of uncomfortable. Can I talk to anyone about this? It's just a bar, so I don't know of anyone above him and feel a bit awkward about bringing it up with him.
So that does sound awkward, especially if you don't know anybody above him. Is there anybody that he is particularly close to that you would feel comfortable having that conversation about, maybe they could talk to him or them for you? That would be my advice. I mean, the other thing is, as long as this person isn't, like, high at work and putting you, like, in danger, like, I'm literally thinking about, like, if you, like, for instance, in some places, you're operating heavy machinery and it can be dangerous. I think that is a health and safety issue, and so that's a different story, right? But in this case, if there's someone you can talk to who could have a word with him, or honestly, you should feel empowered to also just say, this doesn't make, I don't really like talking about this. Can we not discuss this? It doesn't make me feel comfortable. You have the right to communicate that. He can't fire you. He can't discipline you. If he does, that's literally illegal. So I know it's scary, but it's also really good to practice, right? Having those uncomfortable conversations or those confrontational conversations with people in positions of power over us, because it's only when workers feel empowered and everybody does it that we create a better and more like just culture in workplaces where we're not so afraid of our bosses and our managers, right? So, I don't know. specific situation, but if you feel comfortable, have that conversation with him yourself, and if not, is there anybody else who could?
Cool. Nice.
All right.
Take it away, Amelia.
This one's kind of short and to the point. I'm going to go back into character. Is it hard? Is it hard to make a union?
Every good thing in life is there's difficulties, right?
So it sounds like a yes, maybe?
nothing good in life comes easy. Let me just make that clear to you, dear listeners. And there are lots of hurdles in place. New Zealand is one of the more difficult places to form a union. That doesn't absolutely not mean you should not do it. It's easy in the sense of, like, hey, you know, what you need to do is, like, how many people do you have in your workplace? Now it's your job to sign them up to the union, to sign yourself up. And then at the point where you have, I don't know what the cutoff is. Like, some unions have different cutoffs. So, like, for instance, at some unions, if you have 10%, so you have a large work site, right? If you've got 10% of the workers in a union, you can contact the union and they will bargain on your behalf and, you know, actually initiate a collective agreement. So it's not hard in the sense that, you know, I mean, everyone's free to join a union, and as long as if you talk to people and get everybody along, you can unionize your workplace. I guess it's difficult in terms of smaller workplaces, where, you know, it's not going to be, so obviously unions have, like, you know, scarce resources, right? So they have to prioritize big workplaces, and often little workplaces kind of get left, you know, they don't get as much attention, and everyone deserves to be in a unionized workplace. So, but that shouldn't stop you from trying. It certainly shouldn't stop you from joining the union, because you get protections regardless, even if you don't have a collective agreement. And the more people who join the union, the more resources unions will have, the more attention we can put in these smaller workplaces, right? And with fair pay agreements as well, there's going to be a lot more industry-wide kind of union stuff. So if you work in HOSPO, there might be, like, a HOSPO negotiation at a national level. So everyone who is a bartender earns the same amount, right? Or there's, like, transparent pay, pay steps. So really worthwhile to join a union now, because fair pay agreements, and I'm sorry, I'm aware that people might not know exactly what the fair pay agreements are. So maybe, do you want me to explain what they are? Or do we need more time?
I mean, we've got a bit of time. Is it a short explanation? Because it's probably worthwhile to know.
Yeah,
I don't really know what it is.
Give us the TLDR on it.
Okay, cool. I'm going to give you the shortest TLDR on this ever. So fair pay agreements are basically, like, industry-wide contracts. So it means that, like, if you're a security guard, no matter where you work, which security guard company you work for, the security guards have a national award, right, which says how much they get paid. So right now you could work for one security guard company and make this amount, and you go to another one, you make another amount. Like, it's totally unregulated, but you're doing the same job, right?
Mm.
So that kind of competition drives wages down, is what the research has found. So by allowing unions to actually have agreements across employers and to just say, a security guard is a security guard, and you need to be paid the same amount no matter, you know, where you work, and we need to collectively bargain for security guards, not just security guards at a certain company, we can drive wages up. And so that's what fair pay agreements will be, hopefully, if the Labor government actually pulls through.
Is that something that's, like, in the halls of Parliament at the moment?
Yeah. This is something that's going to happen this year.
Oh, cool.
So now's a great time to join a union, because, you know, I think HOSPO and retail and these sectors, these industries, which are, like, low paid and really hard work, they're the ones that we need fair pay agreements in. And, you know, it'll really allow unions to get a lot more active in these areas. So join a union now. It is difficult. Yeah, totally. Like, it's not that easy. But if you join a union, we're pooling our resources together and we can make things better. That's my opinion.
All right.
Fantastic.
This last one kind of reads like a something that you would have written into a teen magazine about, and I love it. I have a crush on my boss. I know, not great, in brackets. Is there any way I could pursue it with it not ending in flames, or would you avoid it altogether? Heart wants what it wants, you feel?
Okay, well, look, I think this person knows that their answer is, like, you know, in a perfect world, you should avoid it altogether. but I'm not going to say that, because I think they already know that. So I'm just going to give advice as like, what should you do if you...
Do you have a crush?
Want to date your boss? And the answer is like, be cognizant that there's a power dynamic and you as the employee, the worker, are vulnerable in that. So just be cognizant of that. And protect yourself. And by protect yourself, I mean, like, even if you're enjoying yourself in the moment, be aware that, you know, people can behave in really silly and odd and bad ways. So what's your plan? Do you have an exit plan? And I think the other thing is, like, if you really want to date, imagine, like, this person is just the love of your life. And you just can't help it. This is just the love of your life. I get a new job. You know, like, yeah. That's it. Like, just date your ex-boss, because that's better.
Fair.
So be cognizant of the power dynamics, protect yourself. I would have a conversation from the outset, being like, this, you know, this is, like, vulnerable. I'm in a vulnerable position. So I'm not going to tell you not to do it, because I think you already know that probably it's not the best idea, but, like, people do this kind of, you know, like, you know, people date each other in the workplace.
Mm.
Like, it happens. So, you know, with bosses, like, it can be dangerous. If it's your dream job and you, like, really want to go far in the company, I think, you know, really I would give that a second thought. But if this is just, like, I don't know, just a job, then, yeah, just protect yourself and potentially look for another job.
Well, thank you very much, Justine, and good luck out there, everyone. If you have a question for Justine for a fortnight from now, you can text it throughout the 2 weeks to 53955, or Breakfast even has an Instagram now, so you can message us on Instagram as well.
Slide into those DMs with your workplace inquiries.
Yes. I like the agony aunt stuff, so if you guys have more of that.
Yeah.
I'm unqualified completely, but I do enjoy it.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.